Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Chicago White Sox have had a recent history of starting slow and finishing strong. And that's usually not a recipe for playoff baseball. So this year, the Sox answered the call and have started fast. As a matter of fact, this is the best start they've had in about 10 years. Well, one of the men who was a part of that squad 10 years ago, the same squad that won the World Series in 2005, is one of my favorite baseball players of all time, Jermaine Dye. He grew into his role as the heart and soul of the 2005 White Sox, and not to mention the years after where he put up monster numbers, including 44 homers in 2006. Well, he's going to be back in town this summer for his golf outing. It's a second annual Celebrity Golf Classic to benefit Fresh Start Caring for Kids Foundation. It's a two-day event that will be held on June 19th and 20th at the Indian Lakes Golf Resort in Bloomingdale, Illinois. Jermaine Dye, welcome to The Download.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let me just start. I mean, you know, how important is it to start fast? We've heard so much about this. We were talking about this at the beginning of the season, that the White Sox in the last 10 years have not started fast. I mean, for you as a baseball player, how important is it to jump out of the gate?
It's definitely important because you want to get off to a good start, not only for yourself, but to kind of take a little pressure off of you and not, you know, go into a season pressing and trying to, you know, especially coming to a new ball club. I remember myself coming to the Chicago in 2005, and, you know, you want to get off to a good start for yourself, for the fans, for the team, for the club, to show that they, you know, made the right decision in bringing you over to the organization. So for the White Sox this year, you know, having a lot of new faces, and for these guys to be able to gel right away in the start of a season, it does wonders for their ball club. And there's no doubt they've turned things around. I think the strongest point would be on defense, bringing in some guys that can catch the ball. And, you know, with some acquisitions on the pitching side, I think they're winning ball games right now on their pitching and defense. And it's just a matter of time for their hitting to kind of click. You know, it's tough at the beginning of the season in Chicago. The weather gets a little cold, the bat tends to feel a little different in your hand. So for them to be off to a great start right now, I mean, it's good to wake up in Chicago and have good baseball going on from actually both sides of the city.
I'm fascinated because when you came to Chicago in 2005, Ozzy was selling the Chicago White Sox as a small ball team. They were a team that was going to move runners base to base. Scotty Pasetnik came over. For you as a power hitter coming into the Chicago White Sox, did you have to change your game to be a part of that system? Did you have to think differently about how you were as an offensive player?
No, not me. I think that was what was good about Kenny Williams and Ozzy and that organization. You know, everybody kind of talked about the small ball, but, I mean, that's baseball. That's the way you play the game. That's how you win ball games, is doing the little things to win games and having players that are unselfish and disciplined enough to do whatever they can to help the team win. And for me, that's always been the type of player that I have been. You know, I've been a guy that drives the ball from gap to gap, focuses on hitting the ball to right center, hitting doubles, and will sacrifice on getting runners in from third base, hitting a ground ball, moving runners over. So I didn't really have to change my game to gear towards what we were all about that year. So for me, I mean, I just felt like it was just going to help me. I mean, Scotty Pasegna was going to get on base and someone's going to move him over, Iguchi, and then Konerko. Somehow I was going to have more chances for RBIs playing that way, and it was a benefit for everybody.
Obviously, the World Series team, the only World Series Chicago has seen in modern history here. You know, you were the World Series MVP. You and the Chicago White Sox shocked the world in the way that, or at least shocked Chicago, in the way that you were just consistently proving doubters wrong throughout that whole playoff run, even into the World Series. There were questions about the Astros and the Killer Bees, but you guys were able to dominate. What does it mean for you, thinking back 10 years to that World Series, 10 and a half years now, as being a part of that World Series team? What comes to mind when I ask you that question?
Well, I think just it's a dream come true. I mean, we always want to go into our dream as a kid is to make it to the big leagues. And then once you make it, you know, it's all about winning that ring. And what I look back most on that club in 2005 is we were a family, and we did a lot of things together away from the field with our families than any other teams that I've been on. I mean, we constantly would get together for dinners every road trip. We'd have at least, you know, 15 guys with us at dinners. Even after that season, in the off season, we always got together. So, you know, I think it was more about the family, and you know, what we didn't have any too many cliques on our ball club. So, you know, we all trusted in each other, and we believed in each other, and I think it showed that season.
You know, obviously you went on, I mean, the 2006 season was tremendous. I mean, you have 44 home runs for the squad. But talk about Chicago and the White Sox fans' reaction to you. I mean, after winning the World Series and even the next year when you were a dominant offensive player, I mean, what was that like? I mean, walking down the street on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, I mean, people recognize you, Jermaine Dye. What was that like for you being a World Series hero?
No, it's great. I mean, anytime you can win in a big city and do the things that we did and accomplished, true fans appreciate that. And Chicago is a great sports town, and fans are knowledgeable, and they appreciate teams winning in Chicago. And to me, there's no other better city to play in as a player from whatever sport you play in. And for us to accomplished that, and I look back at the parade and the following year, still to this day, you know, you still have people coming up saying, you know, how they appreciate us winning, and you know, they were happy that their dad or their mom were able to see a championship before they passed on. So you will really appreciate the sports fan in Chicago, and it's just been great. It's a great accomplishment. And but going into 2006, you know, you win a World Series. Now you have that target on your back. And, you know, every series, every team that you face, you know, you're getting their best because they're trying to beat the last year's world champion. Yeah. So it's fun. It's great competition. And that's what you set your goals out, you know, at the beginning of the season, is try to win that ring.
Well, the next couple of years, I mean, the team was good. You guys didn't get back to the dance, but it was exciting to watch the home run pop that was coming from you and Paulie and Jim Thome and everyone that was playing there. But let me ask you, because after the 2009 season, you became a free agent, and then you had a hard time picking up with teams at your contract. And that wasn't just you. I mean, there were a lot of veteran right-handed outfielders who were kind of on the waiver wire, who a lot of teams decided to go smaller or to go with rookies and change. And there really wasn't a market for players like you, and you decided to retire in 2011. What went through your mind, you know, retiring in that way, not having the sort of Kobe Bryant go from, you know, stadium to stadium, and instead do it the way you did it?
Well, the thing is, I had certain things that I wanted to, in my mind, what I wanted to play. You know, I have three kids, and, you know, anytime – you know, you start getting towards the end of your career and you start thinking about the kids, you want to start enjoying them a little bit more. So with me having 14 years in the big leagues at the time, you know, it was something that I had to make a decision on. And there were not that many clubs that wanted my services. And I said, you know what, I'll just wait it out. If somebody gets hurt, you know, I'll stay in shape. I'll continue to be ready. And nothing ever came about. So I decided to just take it to the house and enjoy my kids and my family and do it that way. So I never was going to be that guy where I wanted to, you know, stay in it to have a team rip, you know, rip a jersey off my back and say, you know, and get released and all that. So I always wanted to go out on my own terms, and that was okay for me.
Well, you're bringing the golf tournament back. I mean, this is the second annual in Bloomingdale. So talk about what it means to bring it back and to be here in Chicago, to have a presence in Chicago as a Chicago White Sox.
It means a lot to be back in Chicago and to continue to do some charitable work in Chicago. It's where I won a World Series at. And I've always been involved in different charities that involve children. And that's something that I pride myself on, is trying to get involved with the youth and hopefully give them something to look up to me as a role model. And for me to have a charity event, Fresh Start Caring for Kids Foundation, it's nothing like giving these kids a fresh start in life and seeing a smile on our face after they come out of surgery. And just to be able to, for them to go to school and not be looked at different and not be talked about and having kids joke about them. I mean, it feels good to me, and I really, really love doing that for the kids.
Well, Jermaine, you're a Northern California product. I mean, you played with the A's, you played with the Braves, you played with the Royals, other squads. Do you consider yourself first and foremost a Chicago White Sox?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely played with other organizations, but being able to, you know, win a World Series and still do a lot of things with the organization, I consider this my second home. And, you know, it's just one of my favorite cities that I've ever been to, and I enjoyed my time here.
Well, the second annual Celebrity Golf Classic, which benefits the Fresh Start Caring for Kids Foundation, will be held on June 19th through the 20th at the Indian Lakes Golf Resort in Bloomingdale, Illinois. My guest tonight, Jermaine Dye. Jermaine, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.